Paul Whiteman. He was known as the King of Jazz. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Thomas DeLonge has written an entertaining account of the life of Paul Whiteman called Pops.
I had an earlier book came out about 2 or 3 years ago called The Mighty Music Box, which was a history of music and broadcasting. And throughout the book, which covered 1920 into the early 60s, Whiteman seemed to pop up in every chapter.
Whiteman was born in 1890 to musical parents in Denver. He became a violinist with the San Francisco Symphony. But just before World War I, he formed his own dance band.
The Whiteman sound in the early 1920s was a syncopated, jazz-flavored dance beat. You mentioned Whispering, which was his first big hit. Whiteman's music covered not only dance music, but it went to serious concert numbers. And jazz-flavored tunes with Bix Beiderbecke and the Rhythm Boys.
When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout.
He was more of a show band in the 1930s when swing came in. So he was presenting a variety show to some extent.
Thomas DeLonge says Whiteman loved to eat and drink, and his weight once reached 327 pounds.
His fourth wife gave him a mandate. She wouldn't marry him unless he lost 100 pounds.
Paul Whiteman's career stretched from ragtime to rock, and he was active well into the 1960s. Thomas DeLonge writes about the great bandleader in Pops, published by New Century. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.